This summer is a time to visit places that are usually crowded, like Barcelona, Venice, and Dubrovnik. Why? Because the lack of cruise ships means the lack of crowds. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Don't get me wrong. I love cruising, and I know millions of other people do too. I'm glad cruising is beginning to return. But there are some cities where the arrival of too many large cruise ships at the same time can overpower a place, like the three cities I just mentioned. I just spent a few days in Dubrovnik, which is Croatia's stunning walled old town, one of the best preserved medieval cities in the world. It's a walking city, no vehicles allowed, a Venice without the canals but situated right on the Adriatic. Before COVID, four cruise ships would disgorge 8,000 visitors in a day in a city where only 300 residents live. Local residents and shopkeepers loved it, of course, but until those folks returned to their ships for dinner, Dubrovnik was a mess. My advice is to visit popular cities now before the cruise industry fully ramps up and over-tourism returns. Someday the cruise companies and overrun cities are going to have to figure out a solution to this problem. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.